Hello, how are you doing? My name is Mike. Go the fuck to sleep. No, anyhow. Yeah, I just made a podcast on here, and I made it about, I don't even know, 10 minutes, and then went to save it, and I completely fucked up. All right, so this is my second attempt. Anyhow, here we go. Here we go. Why is it that, you know what it is? Sometimes it's just pure ignorance of life, okay? It's the lack of education. Now, if you wake up and you're drinking a 2 liter of Coca-Cola every fucking day, you got a problem. Clearly, you got a problem, okay? It's not healthy for you. There's nothing healthy about all that amount of sugar that you're putting in your body. And you're going to get fat, and you're going to be lazy, and you're going to look like shit, and you're going to be sluggish. Okay? Now, what's funny is, you know, some people are set in their ways. I mean, you know, just, you know, you probably have, you know, your grandparents or whatnot, they're just set in their ways. You know, many, many years of just eating processed food over and over, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King. I'm going to be honest with you folks. If I were to, like, I enjoy eating bad once in a while. Okay, Keanu Reeves said, you only live once. He's right. He's right. Okay. I mean, once in a while, you know, this fucking ketogenic is okay. I understand you're trying to lose a massive amount of weight. That's cool. You know, it's good. But I mean, I don't know about a whole to be on keto for life. I don't agree with that being a whole lifestyle. I mean, you know, temporary. I mean, because like I love sweet potatoes, right? Yeah, it's a carb. But I just think that you don't have to do the whole full ketogenic diet for your entire life. You know, you can do it as a temporary process, stepping stone to try to lose what you're trying to get to. But I mean, otherwise you're going to give up, you know, things like I said, like sweet potatoes. Love sweet potatoes. Love rice. I mean, these are things that are good for you as well. I mean, oatmeal, number one. Oatmeal is very, very, a very good staple to have in your diet. Anyhow, I'm not just going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about whatever the fuck I want to talk about. How's that? It's my podcast. Yeah. Talk about what I want to talk about. Look at all these. Jerry Seinfeld. All right. Check it out. What I was going to talk about is what the fuck are we doing with ourselves, right? Like, okay. So in life, Chris Rock said it. When you have a career, there's not enough time in the day. But when you have a job that you fucking hate, there's too much time in the day. I've been in positions where I've sat in my car and I didn't want to get the fuck out. I dreaded to get out of the car. Most positions that I've been in my life have been like that. You know what I mean? It's like, I do not want to get out. I don't want to go to work. I hate this. Then again, you got to survive, right? Like, you don't have a choice. Like, you got to do something to survive. You got to do something to eat. Otherwise, you starve to fucking death, and you end up on the street. So, I mean, it ultimately makes this choice for you. But, I mean, here's what you can do. I mean, while you're into this shitty-ass spot, I mean, even Chris Rock, that was working as a dishwasher at a kitchen in the back because his teeth were so fucked up, he said, that no one wanted to see his face. I mean, he had to start there and do that, and then, but he had, you know, other goals in mind. But then sometimes you get stuck in those positions and you don't attempt anything else because you get worried and scared, or thoughts come into your head that I'm just not good enough. You know what? I can't write a screenplay. I'm not good enough to write a screenplay. I can never be like Quentin Tarantino or anything like this. There's no way. Even though he was illiterate, right? A lot of people don't know that. His fucking editor said that he had so many misspelled words on this shit. His whole entire script was a bunch of misspellings. He couldn't even spell the word cat. But he's one of the greatest writers of all time. Pulp Fiction. Reservoir Dogs. You know, it's funny, I mean, what I'm getting at is this. How is this? How about if we don't know unless we try? And then if we do try, we could fail, right? We may have to fail a fucking couple times. And then maybe if you fail a few thousand fucking times at something, then, you know, maybe it's not for you. Then try something else. I mean, the thing is that you don't know until you try. And then on top of that, we make excuses. Even myself included. I've made so many fucking excuses. I've made a ton. And now I'm making a podcast because, hey, guess what? I'm doing it. I mean, how many people are just going to get on here and do this? A handful? Howard Stern even said that, you know, podcasts are a waste of time. You're never going to be successful on a podcast. Maybe I won't be successful on a podcast. But I don't give a shit. I really don't. I just actually wanted to put something out there and try because I haven't done it. I mean, that's the thing. You throw enough darts at something and a dart will stick. I promise you it will. Which one? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know you people. I don't even know who's going to listen to this. If anyone's going to listen to this. Boy, what is it? You want to try stand-up comedy? Then get up there and try stand-up comedy. What are you scared? What people? What is the worst that's going to happen? You want to go talk to that girl at the gym? No, I don't suggest that you do it at your own location. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe somewhere else. Because it might be embarrassing if they come back in there and be like, ah, that's a guy that hit on me and I wasn't interested. Don't eat where you shit, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But take a risk, or you'll never know. You like that girl? Ask her out. Say, hey, how you doing? You know, find a way to approach her. Because honestly, the worst that can happen is no, and don't be afraid of rejection, because part of life is full of rejections. I've had so many disappointments and letdowns in my life as well, and then yet I keep on going. It's not about how hard you can hit, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep on going. Sylvester Stallone. It's true, I believe that. 100% I believe that. I mean, it's just... Yeah, okay, then you can go into like, oh, well, what about, you know, people that were born with tons of money, like, you know, Bill Gates' kids. It's true, but I mean, you'll never appreciate anything in life, and you'll never have to work for it. If you ever have to work for it, you'll never appreciate it. And that's not you. So what? You're not Bill Gates. We're not. That's not who we are. We're not into that situation. So what? We say it's unfair. Fuck it. It is what we're dealt. This is the hand. This is the hand we're dealt. We have to figure it out. But we have to try. We have to try. And a lot of people don't try. I mean, look at Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx was attending a comedy show with his friend, and one of his friends was like, "Hey man, get on stage." It was like. They wanted they had a lot of amateurs up there afterwards and amateur night, and Jimmy Fox was like, no man, he's like, no, come on man, you're funny. And he got up there, and because of that night, just that night alone changed his life. One moment can change your life, and I know this, and I will continue, just like you folks out there, to find that life-changing moment and what sticks. Because all I want to be, and like most people in this world, is just happy, you know what I mean? I want to be happy. I want to be... What is success? Success is doing something that you look forward to do. You know, you get up and you're like, oh, I can't wait to do this. But if you're somewhere right now in life where you're like, man, I hate doing... I'm miserable. Then you have to change that. I have to change that. We, as humans, all need to make a stand and change that, because everyone deserves to do something that makes them happy in life. Everyone deserves that. And like I said, I honestly believe the way and the path to that is just to continue to throw those darts at that board, and one of those darts are going to stick, and it's going to happen. But I mean, set realistic goals for yourself, okay? And when I mean realistic goals, you know, whatever, you want to lose 10 pounds, that's a realistic goal. You're in your 40s and you want to play in the NBA, you know, not so realistic. So don't set far-fetched goals for yourself. make them very realistic goals. Go from there. Start small. You know, maybe like I said, maybe lose 10 pounds or something. That's a small start, you know, starting goal. Start to accomplish those goals and go from there. This is the end of my time. I'm Mike. Nice talking to you. Hey, everyone, give me some feedback. You know, let me know what you thought of my podcast, what I should improve on, or, you know, what else should I do? What else should I talk about? Give me suggestions. I appreciate it. Thank you.